AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama is lashing out at GOP presidential candidates for a series of attacks on the Iran nuclear deal.
A president who's largely steered clear of the race to succeed him suddenly couldn't help it when the question was how top Republicans have scorned the deal as a sellout.
Ridiculous if it weren't so sad.
At a news conference here in Ethiopia, he said Mike Huckabee's charge the deal's marching the Israelis to the door of the oven reflects a pattern of GOP candidates piling the outrageous on the plain untrue.
Issues of war and peace are of such grave concern and consequence that we don't play fast and loose that way.
Obama says the American people deserve better, and the presidential debates certainly deserve better. Mark Smith with the president, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Campaigning today in Des Moines, Iowa, Hillary Clinton said Mike Huckabee should have stuck to discussing specifics of the deal rather than focusing on inflammatory language.
This steps over the line, and it should be repudiated by every person of good faith and concern about the necessity to keep our political dialogue on the facts and within suitable boundaries.
A silent march and a day of civil disobedience being planned for Ferguson, Missouri next month. The activities will mark the first anniversary of the fatal shooting of a black 18-year-old by a white police officer, an event that galvanized the Black Lives Matter movement. Chris Holmes, the sister of Colorado theater shooter James Holmes, is testifying for the first time as his attorneys try to persuade jurors to spare his life. Stocks fell broadly around the globe today, reacting to a steep fall-off in the Chinese market. The Dow lost 29 points, NASDAQ 49, S&P 12. This is AP Radio News. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker wishes the U.S. Olympic Committee well and hopes to see an American city host the 2024 Games now that Boston has been dropped from the bidding.
I've had two brief conversations with the USOC, and whatever decision they make, obviously we wish, you know, we would like to see the U.S. properly represented.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh announced he would not be pressured into signing the host city contract that puts taxpayers on the hook for any cost overruns. Medical examiners say the initial autopsy on Bobby Christina Brown finds no obvious cause of death. James White, who wrote the screenplay for Ray, the 2004 movie about singer Ray Charles, has died of cancer in California. He was 67. And true crime writer Ann Rule, who wrote about her co-worker, Ted Bundy, has died in Seattle at the age of 83. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.